Have you ever been in a dark or confusing season and tried to find verses in the Bible that could encourage you, but the verses you've highlighted only make you more depressed because none of them seem to be coming true in your life? Hi, I'm Lori Short, and I'm excited to begin a new series on my 10-minute podcast to introduce some of the lesser-known verses in the Bible and the wisdom and the encouragement that they can bring to our life and our faith. I actually have a new book coming out this spring called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith, and I'll be unpacking some of the verses from the book on this podcast and giving you some of the insights that these verses bring to our faith journey. These are the in-between verses that we don't always see that I believe can help us understand the trials that we go through and how we can't always see what God is up to in our lives. You know, sometimes it's a matter of just cracking your Bible and reading more than the promise verse that you may have up on your wall or posted on social media, because then you see more than the promise of the verse that you're focused on, you see actually what the context is. For example, my favorite promise verse is Jeremiah 29:11, and here's what it says. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." It's a great verse about what God has in store for us, especially when we're in a season that we don't want to be. But if you look at the context of this verse, it actually occurs within a chapter that at the very top of the chapter, chapter 29, it says a letter to the exiles. So we discover right away that this verse is actually delivered to a group of people who are where they don't want to be. And that is actually great news if we're in a similar season. But in that same chapter is another verse that probably most of you have skipped over. I know I did until I looked at it more carefully. And here's what that verse says. It says, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. And seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Because if it prospers, you also will prosper." I tell you, when I looked at that verse, you can tell right away that this exile is not just going to be a day or two. It's going to be a long season. And as a matter of fact, the Israelites were in Babylon for 70 years. So some of those people spent most of their life in exile. And I think what God is communicating with this verse is that we should settle in, not just sit in the season that we don't want to be in with our bags packed waiting to get out of it, which is so often the case with me. But I believe that God is saying through Jeremiah that we should lean in, that there's something happening in this season right now, even if it's where you don't want to be, that you will need. And you also have the opportunity to extend yourself in this season and reach out to others and get the blessing of support and community. And I believe that the verse speaks to that too. So then reading this hopeful verse, Jeremiah 29:11, that a lot of us have on our walls or we post on social media. I actually have a tile where I painted that verse because it was my favorite verse when I graduated college and was going out into the world. But if that verse is taken in context with this other passage in the same chapter, we recognize that sometimes while God has this hopeful future for us, he wants us to settle into the now because there's something happening right now that we will need. And maybe for you, that's settling into a season that you wouldn't choose, but it has been chosen for you. Maybe there are parts of your life that you wish were different. But getting involved in your church right now, could be a way to have community around you. And I believe the verse speaks to that. Or maybe volunteering for a ministry, when it says to plant gardens and eat what they produce. In a sense, what the Israelites were being told to do is work for the good of the community. Because I believe that God knows that when we have community around us, we just are healthier. It gives us more perspective on our situation. I know that when I go to church every week, I'm reminded of my faith. I'm reminded that there are other people who struggle around me. I'm reminded that I'm part of a community and that I'm not in this season by myself. And I think the other thing this verse speaks to is that God has plans for this season, even while he's promising a future and a hope. So that right there is an example of what I'll be doing in my 10-minute podcast over the next few weeks. And if you hear something on this podcast that might touch somebody else or speak to their situation, I would love you to share it with any of them, with friends and family that could help get the word out about the new book. And you can also subscribe to Something Short on iTunes and get it that way, or on my mailing list, which is on my website, laurieshort.com. So enough on the commercial. Here's my prayer for you today. If you are in a dark or confusing season, that you will lean into it and trust that it is bringing something meaningful to your life that you will need. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll look forward to connecting with you next week as we begin the book.